Ricardo in just a few minutes because he was on the line when the show ended yesterday. Then Cole, Brian, and Christopher. Bob Chapman rides shotgun, the internationalforecaster.com, for the rest of the hour with us. So much has happened since he was on with us last week. Things are accelerating fast. Bob, let's break down from your perspective with the biggest newsletter in financial history in the U.S., military intelligence before that, one of the largest gold and silver brokers in one of your incarnations, and you're back out of retirement now with one of the biggest newsletters again, the International Forecaster. You've been forecasting and breaking all this down for a long time. You've said within the next 2 years, total depression, basically no way to get out of that. Ron Paul was saying it looks like they are going to try to go into martial law with the Army brigades. The Congress is agreeing to the total bailout, basically making Paulson supreme dictator. The world economy, the power to buy, sell, raid any companies. The way other analysts have read this, it allows them to grab houses, infrastructure under executive orders. Break down what we're witnessing from your own perspective, in your own words, Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the people who are ostensibly trying to save us from all of this are the people who executed the whole thing in the first place. And the American public doesn't know that. No one has told them that.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be a big news item, a huge issue, that literally the architect of this, even more than Greenspan, is Paulson. I mean, he is the chief scallywag, chief thief, the leader of this gang of pirates, and he's running around as our savior.
Exactly, and he was with Goldman Sachs when all this was going on, and so he was a contributor to the, in part, to the collapse of the economic system, and that was caused by voracious greed on the part of all of these people, and of course the ringmaster was previously Sir Alan Greenspan, and then we have Ben Bernanke, whose idea of settling a financial question is to use helicopters and piles of money that they can dump out of. And, you know, let me tell you something. Were they not able to pass this bailout, they would have in-ran the thing anyway and just continue to create massive amounts of money and credit to keep the system floating. The whole thing is all about bailing out Wall Street and the bankers. The numbers that we're talking about here, the minimum losses over the next 5 years will be $3 trillion. It could get as high as $10 trillion. Nobody really knows yet because...
So you think that's
people,
a good number out of Bloomberg, $5 trillion?
Is that what they said?
Yes.
Well, that's a good number. A very good number because I'm being conservative, 3 to 10. And I don't know where yet because I don't know what's on everybody's balance sheets because they're hiding it. And these are the same people that Bernanke and Paulson are acting for to relieve them of all of this debt that they created through either their incompetence, their corruption, or their greed.
Well, I mean, reading this where it says no one can question, no one can investigate anything they want to buy, sell, any activity they want, you know, all of them retroactively have liability protection. That's not even the right word. They're literally being given a pardon.
Immunity.
Immunity. I mean, this is just, and the public's just walking around going, ooh. I mean, I say that, but you only have 28%.
Well, even worse, Alex, is the Congress. They know what's going on. They've known for 4 years that Fannie and Freddie were bankrupt. It's a conspiracy of silence. And I'll tell you, if they vote for this thing, you people out there have got to vote everyone out of office who voted for it in both houses. We don't want them anymore. The polls out there are now showing that 66% of the people are against this. I mean, is that plain enough language?
Actually, the Rasmussen poll, this is very accurate, shows 28% are for it. So that'd be 72% against it. Stay there, Bob Chapman. We'll come back. Keep breaking this down. Go to Ricardo, Cole, Brian, Christopher, and others. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our sites.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing, the stock market's a mess, there's the mortgage crisis, there's the lending crisis, there is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis, and we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, call's coming up here in just a few minutes. Bob Chapman with us for the rest of the hour, final hour. Bob, continue with breaking down what we're seeing unfold right now.
We won't know until probably Saturday what's going to go on. But all they're doing is buying a little time here, a little time, maybe a year, 2 years max, to extend the process of collapse. And the price it's going to be paid is this horrific debt. And then on top of it, you're going to have massive inflation because the money that's going to be put into the system was just created out of thin air, effectively. And it's immediately going to get monetized and immediately be translated to inflation, as opposed to that normal money and credit being injected into the economy. It takes about a year and a half or a year or 6 months for it to show up in the form of inflation. Now, this happens immediately. So I'm calling inflation at 13.625%, and I would think that next year inflation would be over 20%. And if they continue to do that, because they don't need $800 or $700 billion, they really need $3 trillion. Well, you get Weimarism written all over it, and we're going to go through the same thing that they did in Germany in 1920 to 1923.
Now, Bob, explain to people, because it hasn't been taught in school anymore, explain what 15% or 20% compounded each year inflation means. That's like someone coming in your bank account each year and stealing 20% out of it, and then it compounds each year until in just 3 or 4 years there's nothing left. Major federal studies, and those are even whitewashes, admit that the last 6 years, half the buying power of people on Social Security has already been lost. My God, if another 20% is lost in the next year, I mean, this is going to be terminal for the real economy.
That's right. Absolutely correct. And, you know, they don't want to talk about that in Congress. I mean, these people are absolutely despicable in our Congress. They know what's going on, and yet they're going to go along with the bankers' program, the program to save the rich. And, you know, I'm not a rich guy, poor guy sort of person. I've been a lifelong, hardcore, rock-hard conservative. And I'm telling you, this is fascism first class. And I see them talking on CNBC about, if you can believe this term, and I heard Robert Reich this morning, who's the former evil dwarf of the Clinton administration. He's an economist at Harvard. Talking about socialism and capitalism, the marriage of them two together, which would be called social capitalism. I never heard anything so insane in my life. And this guy teaches at Harvard. He's better off teaching tiddlywinks.
Bob, continue.
Well, we're going to have lots of inflation. We're going to have lots of unemployment. I think that wages are not going to increase. They've been increasing at about 3% a year. So inflation's 13.5%, 5/8%. Then we're losing 10%. You know, the average wage earner is. And so, you know, 10 years of that, you don't have anything in buying power. Another thing that people seem to miss here is that our economy has been slowing down into recession for the last 1.75 years, almost 2 years in February. Now, during that process, we've been having people get laid off. And so we've got three figures from unemployment. The 6.1 they tell you about, the U6, which is 10 7/8, and the long-term unemployment, and these are government figures, which is 14 7/8%. Now, that is going to at least double over the next 3 years.
But again, we have
now,
all the parrots.
Wait a minute. I got to get to my punchline here. Hold on,
go
Alex.
Ahead.
Now, 70% of the GDP right now comes from consumerism. And I see some figures have been as high as 72%. We'll call it 70. The average long-term mean since the Second World War that the consumer contributed to GDP is 64.5%. If we just go back to 64.5%, the mean in unemployment will be 35%.
Now, I want you to slowly go back over that again, because that is so huge. Everywhere I hear it parroted, oh, unemployment's only 6.1%, but they cook that number, because after you go off the unemployment rolls after 6 months and are not reemployed, they take you out of the roll. But when you look at the real number, which they don't publicize, the long-term unemployment, you're talking about a staggering double-digit figure. And, I mean, my God, that is depression level to have. Go over those numbers again.
The short-term is 6.1. The intermediate term, including the people that just left unemployment lines or unemployment payments, is 10 7/8%. The long-term, people going back to 1990, is 14.7% or 14 7/8%, which is 14.875. And the government doesn't want you to hear about it. Just like you said, Alex, they don't publicize it, but they do publish it.
Now, but
then, you know, they never talk about the birth death ratio. This is a little trick that they've got that they use, and they hypothetically, out of thin air, pull figures out as to how many people entered the workforce and how many people got jobs that they think they got, but they don't know. It's absolute insanity.
Well, that was my next question. Go over some of the tricks they use to cook the books, because
that's the main one. The birth-death ratio, as it's called. And in the CPI, they have another thing called hedonics. That's a real fancy name for hedonists, I guess. And that figure, what it amounts to is this. Somebody goes to the store and they want to buy a pound of steak and it costs $5. And they say, I'm not going to pay $5. I'm going to go over there and get that chopped meat for $3. So they're saying that when prices rise, people will go to lesser cuts of meat and get them cheaper, thereby reducing inflation. Now, if you can back into that thinking and philosophy, you ought to be in an insane asylum, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
this
saying,
is incredible
oh, inflation,
the crap they get away with.
They're saying inflation isn't bad because you, you know, if you can't afford a Cadillac or you can't afford a Ford, you can have an old Gremlin or Pinto. And so now the amount of money you have, you know, basically has been indexed off into something else. It's just total crap. Let's take some phone calls. And I want to get, because you have a lot of expertise in this, after we take a gamut of calls here, Bob Chapman, into banning the short trades for 10 days, which is going to end at the end of the week, and, you know, 700-something financial institutions, it's only banned on them. And the way I see this is they have turned loose the financial institutions that are the architects of this doom that we're facing. They've now turned them loose on what's left of the real economy, and they're now crawling all over what's left of the Fortune 500 that does manufacturing, just blowing the daylights out of it and sabotaging it and gang raping it and climbing all over it and trying to short and drive down. I mean, all sorts of things going on. So I want to talk about that with you, Bob Chapman, because this appears just to be not just a power grab, but just an all-out military assault on anything not part of the criminal banking order. Let's go ahead and talk to Ricardo in New Jersey. Ricardo, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk to you about a police brutality that happened in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, September 10th, my wife was, she had like a small lipo in her arms and thigh. So it was like early in the morning. So I picked it up like 1 o'clock. She looked fine, you know, she looked perfect. So she went to get my son. Was around 2:30, 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, she got involved in a little fender bender. Actually.
Okay, what happened to your wife?
So the cop took him out of the car and they told him, "Listen, you drunk?" And my wife said, "No, I can't be drunk. I don't drink. You know, yeah, you smell like alcohol." So they did the test. They make you blow that thing. And everything comes zero. So all of a sudden, this guy comes over, grabs it through her arms, and say, "I just had a surgery. Please, it hurts." And the guy put it right against her car. She started bleeding really bad.
Well, that's what Iraqis, I mean, that's what happens to the Iraqis. This is how we're all, so they slammed her head in the car. What happened next?
And they were holding through her arms. And then another cop came over. They took my son out of her side. My son was crying. They put him in the car by himself. And the officer yelled, "My son, you stay in the car." It's still today that my son gets up like 4 o'clock in the morning having a nightmare. So
they're hiring men whose minds are completely gone from Iraq. I'm going to hold you over if need be. But, Bob, they're now announcing Army brigades to patrol America. As you know, we covered it last week. They are now. Police brutality is just exploding everywhere. The police have been told, basically, have your way with the public. I mean, is the government looking for a war, Bob?
They're looking for a civil insurrection so they can put it down before too many people are mad enough to stop them. And if they nip it in the bud now and do not allow the total breakdown financially and economically within society, because that will make everybody mad at government and other things, and they won't have anything. They won't have anything to lose except their lives, and they'll figure maybe I'll lose them anyway, and they'll fight back. So they want to get them before that.
Well, there's all these videos where the women do nothing. The men, they're tasered, they're beaten, they're attacked, and it's really destroying the police name out there. God help us. So what ended up happening to your wife? Did they take her to jail after they beat her up? Ricardo?
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, one of the cops, they told her, "Get in the car, you F bitch." So they had her in the car, and they take it to the hospital to do some urine tests. So the officer told my wife, "You better shut up because I'm going to call divers on you." So they would threaten her. They took her to the hospital. And
call who was on you? Did they threaten to CPS your children?
And the officer threatened my wife that they were going to send divers to my house to
stay
shut
there,
up.
Stay there. We're going to skip the break. We're going to be talking behind the scenes.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
All right, well, for those who are listening on the InfoWars stream, not on the M&FM, Ricardo talked about him battering his wife's head in the car, beating her up, busting open stitches from a surgery she had, saying CPS is going to take your child, reveling in the blood, breaking, you know, things. And Ricardo, that's just par for the course. I mean, you know, in Iraq, they rape children in front of their parents. They pour battery acid on their body parts and do things Jeffrey Dahmer did. I can't even mention on air official Army reports. So there was a big article in the Chronicle this week about all the psycho cops, I mean, 4 or 5 tours. Hell has taken their souls, some of them. Others just break down. Others still can keep your humanity. How did all this end, Ricardo?
They're still, you know, when the guy jumped on top of her at the hospital, there was dramatic hush, you know. There was some social workers there, and everybody was in shock at the hospital. So
the social workers were not vampiric. They didn't go after you. Well, that's good.
No, they try to help him out, actually. But it bothers me. They didn't even want to tell me where she was. She was at the hospital. They tell me. And the officer,
well, that's the good news, is that not all the social workers are bad. And more of them are waking up. That's why they have 50% turnaround with new social workers. Half of them just say, I can't do this. And there are actually good divisions of social workers. It's just the system is corrupt and bad. Ricardo, did your wife get out of the hospital?
Yeah, she got out of the hospital, but psychological, Alex, she's destroyed. She will not dry. My son gets up like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, crying, shaking.
Well,
that's
why they do it. It's to let you know, sit down, shut up. The Congress has been told, sit down and shut up. The Army brigades are here. And it's disgusting. Listen, Ricardo, I appreciate your call. We'll pray for you and your wife. What's your wife's name?
Irma.
Irma. Okay, Ricardo, take care. Bob, you know, this is the one thing I don't like about this show. I have stacks of news of government corruption, and people think I'm trying to make the government look bad. No, I can't bring myself half the time to even cover it. And I know it's true and worse than Ricardo could even describe, and I don't even hate these people anymore. I am just so disgusted that we have a nation of men that aren't manly. I mean, a real man doesn't enjoy beating the hell out of women. A real man doesn't enjoy fighting people that are weak. A real man, doesn't like fighting, but if they have to, you know, that men are warriors. They want to fight other warriors. And it's just, I don't know. It's these emasculated, tough guys that watch, you know, fake wrestling growing up. They play the violent video games, and they go to the military and get brainwashed, and they're mad dogs. Bob Chapman, you want to speak to that?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Alex. And you know, many of these men have been in 3 or 4 tours over there. And, you know, what else do we expect them to come back as? I mean, their lives have been in jeopardy all day long, every day. Every time they're out there, their adrenaline's pumping 100 miles an hour. And it, you know, by the time they're in their 30s, they're totally physically and mentally burned out. And obviously, police departments are hiring them. And so it's not unusual to have things like this happen. It's because we shouldn't have had a war in the first place. And if we were going to have a war, at least we should have sent enough people to be able to do what we have to do.
Well, I'm going to say this.
They didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. And it's happening more and more. Nobody better ever do anything to my children, because I just can't control myself. And I think the police know that's starting to happen with people. I mean, you can only push so far. And so what do you say to that, Bob?
If anybody laid just a hand on one of my children or tried to do anything to them, of course they're older now, they're your age, they better go into hiding, because I ain't taking any prisoners. And if I go to jail for the rest of my life, or I get hung, that's the price I got to pay. But I'm taking them down.
Well, that's the attitude that made this country great. And that when tyrants are afraid, they're not afraid anymore. And Bob, I think the establishment does realize at the top, but low level, I don't think these bullies realize what's rising. I don't think they understand what is waiting behind just a thin wall, a thin line, just waiting on the other side. I don't think they have any idea, Bob.
Well, I know there's going to be trouble, but they think they can handle it, just like they thought they could handle the last corrupt bubble on Wall Street, which was the real estate bubble.
Or just like they thought the whole Israeli...
Wrong.
Or just like
and incidentally,
the...
those guys on television today, they've been wrong about everything. There's nothing they've been right about.
Well, Bob, they also thought that the entire Israeli military can handle a few Hezbollah and checkerboard foundations, but those guys said, we're not retreating, we're not backing off. We're going all the way, and you just can't stop people that are like that, can you, Bob?
No, you can't, and you're fighting on their territory, and, you know, the Israelis have not told us the truth on
this. Stay
there.
We're going to skip this break. We're going to skip this for InfoWars stream listeners. Here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Welcome back. Bob Chapman was just going over the fact that the New World Order folks are not invincible. And he was saying they're going to be caught, they're going to be tried, they're going to be brought to justice. Ron Paul was saying that former Fed chairman needs to be arrested in the current one. That's a headline we need at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. That's a fireball out there. And that's the kind of talk we need to punish these people. And then that'll bring confidence back in the markets. Bob, you were talking about people not trusting us. Then we're going to Cole, Brian, Christopher, Jamie, and others. The Chinese are no longer doing interbank lending with the United States. Germany and Reuters, their government saying the U.S. is collapsing, will lose its financial superpower status. I mean, it's happening. Bailout or no, it looks like it's going. And I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, Bob. And we've got just on and on in here. What do you say to this report out of AP, also out of Shanghai, China... Here's a Reuters. China banks told to halt lending to U.S. banks, SCMP. I mean, break that down technically for folks.
SCMP?
Yes. Well, I mean, break down the fact that Germany's talking about may suspend lending, and then China's saying they are halting lending.
Alex, we can sum it up very quickly and say, what took them so long? I mean, they've known this has been going on. You know, they're probably saying to one another in China and in Frankfurt and Paris, you know, how long are we going to put up with this? Enough already. We don't need it. And they're burying every other country, all to bail themselves out. And, you know, they've gotten away with it time after time because of the Fed control and who owns the Fed. And they think they can get away with it again. And there is protest, whether it will evolve into an active situation where the Chinese don't buy Treasury paper or any other agency paper or any other paper from the U.S. government. Or Europeans do that? I don't know. I've been waiting for it to happen for several years, and it hasn't happened. So I don't know when it's going to happen. But, you know, the constituents, the citizens of those countries have got to be saying to the government, look, you know, they're going to destroy us. And so something is going to happen. It's starting to happen. And when it starts to happen, you have that breakdown. And I think in time, if it happened quickly, I think that the United States would be forced to walk away from their debt. They would have to renege on it. They would have to go bankrupt. I don't see any other way out for them. And that means people throughout the world wouldn't take the dollar. I mean, they would have to have some sort of a medium of exchange that people could trust. And the backing on that medium of exchange would have to be someplace outside the United States, say, in a neutral country like Switzerland or Sweden. And they would have to probably start a new currency order. And all of the currency that they had before would be worthless.
Well, that's what China, India, Russia are talking about, a new cooperative, the ring of other nations, a new world order system. They're calling it the new world order with a new currency. And Europe's talking about maybe allying with that. This looks like it was planned to me to bring the U.S. down. The deindustrialization, the setup, the CIA releasing the torture photos, making 9/11 so sloppy where it was obvious the government did it, to then be blamed on the U.S., not on the globalist hand inserted into the Anglo-American system. I mean, Bob, don't you smell and see, and I saw this in some of their documents, you know, pieces of this, a plan to set us up, or are you saying they're not that big of a virtuoso?
Well, I think it was surprising that China said what they said, and they were going along with the program, so to speak. They had to know what was going on. They're not dumb. And so maybe this is part of a larger plan. And, you know, maybe if the United States were to have insurrection, maybe they would invite foreign troops in to quell this uprising that can't be controlled by the American military, because 80% of them probably wouldn't shoot at their own citizens.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the people running the system are not stupid, and they know putting cops in black uniforms and telling them get rough with the public, and then that goes out all over TV and the web. I mean, they know that this is setting the police and military up. I mean, they've got to know that the military and the police, if they go up against the American people and 1% fight back, that they're going to get their butts kicked. I mean, 1% of the gun owners is over 100 million, over 1 million combatants out of that 100 million. My God, I mean, it's like
they don't stand a chance. And it could evolve where this new world order philosophy, we would have a president, one of these two jamokes that are running for the office right now, and they could invite the UN to bring in troops. And
Canada actually signed the deal.
And they have to fight the American military along with the public.
Well, the United, yeah, going into global receivership.
And you know something I've said for years, blue helmets make great targets.
Well, God knows what's going to happen. The point is, quietly a decade ago, they signed deals with Mexico and Canada to use troops, quote, to deal with American terrorists and for violence, breakdown of society. Civil unrest is the word. Now they signed a deal publicly. Remember in January of this year, up in Canada with Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, use them in the U.S. for emergencies. And then the Congress said, hey, we didn't authorize that. The Northcom just said, go to hell. Folks, I know it all sounds crazy, but what's happening now sounds crazy. You can't make this stuff up. Let's take some calls. I don't want to get into some other financial issues with Bob Chapman. We'll also tell you how to get his newsletter before he leaves us. Cole in Florida. Go ahead, Cole.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for waking me up, and you're a modern-day Morpheus. I wanted to bring attention to a show I called in earlier this week, and they had a talking point talking about an October surprise from Al-Qaeda. and I brought up some good points to the show, which is 100.7 FM WFLA, the morning show with Preston Scott and Eric Eggers. And I brought up the big new Brzezinski and a couple other facts about the Northwoods document and the Gulf of Tonkin. And they failed to prove their point against me, and they just decided to call me names and not acknowledge any of the facts that I stated.
Well, I guess it's funny, and they'll just end up being homeless.
Right, and his main thing was, he said, I love those truther guys that call in and think that we created our own destruction and our own demise and our own terrorists. And I was really appalled, and I said I needed to call in. I was real nervous about calling into the show, but I felt I had to call in, and I've been doing research for over 3-4 years, so I'm pretty well knowledgeable on what's going on here. And I just was calling in to congratulate you on what you're doing and keep up the good work. And
well,
I want to bring to your attention is Michelle Obama and Jill Biden are coming to Tallahassee, which is where I'm at. And I was thinking about confronting them. I was wondering, did you have any advice?
Well, they taser some people now, so just be polite. But, you know, get the question out. And I would just, the key is, we know their New World Order, so you're not going to change their mind. But,
right.
But I don't really even know about Michelle Obama. I know about her husband. But I know about Biden. Boy, he's a ring knocker, you know, a kingpin and all this. I mean, I would just bring up the fact to them that don't betray your people. It's not too late to turn back and say no to the New World Order. I would bring up to them that, will you investigate government-sponsored terrorism? What do you think, Bob? What's an idea for Cole to ask of these people?
Well, I think that probably the most important thing on people's minds right now is the economy. And so, how are you going to produce more jobs? Are you going to let Wall Street get away with what Congress has let them get away with by this legislation to loot the American public? What is your take on that, Mr. Obama?
Yeah, that's a great question. Cole, what's that radio station again? And maybe others in your area can call in the next few days and support you.
Okay, it's 100.7 FM WFLA, and the show is called The Morning Show. And the host I confronted was Preston Scott and Eric Eggers.
Well, I would also just call them and say, hey, it's declassified that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It's declassified
right.
The USS
right.
Liberty was
right.
staged. And you can give them mainstream news and say, you act like this isn't going on. Good to hear from you, Cole. Brian in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've got two questions for you. Actually, a question and a comment for you today. I just got done reading the proposed constitutional model for the new states of America by the Center for Democratic Studies. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
In Santa Barbara, California?
Yes, sir. I was wondering both of your opinions on this. Is this something that they might have waiting in the wings where they developed this legislation years before and then bring it into effect? Or is this just an idea they had 30 years ago? And
no, they already tried to run that. They already tried to run that through at the sesquicentennial, if memory serves right. And that's a Carnegie Ford finance deal. I'm going from memory. But Bob even knows where they're located. Is my memory serving?
Oh, yes. I know them well. We removed their bell one time.
Oh, tell us about that, Bob, back from the war.
Oh, they have a bell there that they used to ring, and everybody would come, and they'd have their meetings, very illuminist. Hutchinson used to run the place. And it's an illuminist training ground for things of the future. And that's basically what it is.
Okay, I hope that is.
I never told my nephew that we took their bell because he's the assistant chief of police there.
Anyways, go ahead, Cole. I mean, not Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just curious if you thought this was something they might try to institute in the future after they crash the economy and possibly try to bring this legislation in.
Yeah, they've been trying to set up this new system. I remember reading over that document more than a decade ago. I know they proposed it officially, didn't they, on the sesquicentennial and got some government funding for some big disgusting event.
It's all foundations, usually.
Yep, yep.
And it's a payoff also for people who have towed the line, and they get a nice salary and that sort of thing.
Brian, I got to move quick here because I got some other questions. What was your comment?
Just very quickly, I just wanted to recommend a book called The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism. If anybody wants to understand what's going on in the country right now, I think that pretty much lays it out.
Yeah, The Shock Doctrine of the IMF, which is designed to destroy an economy so they can consolidate it. But let's go ahead and talk to Christopher in Georgia. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just had a quick question, kind of for closure, I guess, if I could put it that way. And it deals with the end of Dr. Paul's fight for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
If all of his supporters were behind him until the very end, come what may, and we risked all the resources that we had or we barely had to raise money for him and spread his message and wouldn't have abandoned him for anything,
mm-hmm.
Why was there not a relentless effort, you know, on his part or on for our behalf to expose the voter fraud that we all suspected?
Well, look, we asked Ron Paul to run. He's the best candidate we had. He's not perfect. His chief of staff died. His wife's almost dead. He's 73 years old and really burnt out, okay, if you really want to know. He's got arthritis so bad he can barely open up his hands. He does 10, 15 radio interviews a day. He's burnt out, and there's a lot of backstabbing and a lot of second-guessing now. And the point is that he got in the arena. He got bloody. He burned himself out. I'm a young man, and this stuff's tough on me. And so I'm hearing a lot of talk shows say 9/11 truth's dead, bad-mouthing Ron Paul, all this crap, and then other people are kind of Mockingbird and picking that up. Now, I was worried about this the whole time because there was delusion. Even when he was shutting down the campaign, it was just a lie. It's not really over. And, you know, some of these people said I was lying. Ron Paul hadn't told me that, you know, he didn't want people to try to take delegates from McCain. And then Ron Paul had to come on air and say he had said that. And I was still bad. And I'm not bashing you here, Christopher. It's just Ron Paul was one person, one vehicle to wake up tens of millions and energize the young people on campus. And we did that. And it was one more step in the fight. This is a long fight. It isn't one punch. It's bam, bam, bam. It goes 12 rounds. And then it goes 12 rounds again. And it's who wants it. You understand that? It's over and 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 over. And you don't stop. It's going the distance. It's going all the way. It's the dedication. It's the commitment. You understand that? And for those that get in the arena, it's easy to imagine things. And I'm sure you're in the arena, too. The point is that Ron Paul, you know, has done a great job. He's not perfect, but no one is, and we just need to keep our bullets downrange on the New World Order. Anything else, Christopher?
Yeah. My wife is in the Navy Reserves,
mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, in the event of a major financial crisis or depression here in this country,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe that those serving in the armed forces are going to suffer from? You know, any type of pay slash or I wouldn't say unemployment, but how would they compensate?
They're not compensating the troops for the inflation. Thanks for the call, and I wasn't trying to bash you, Christopher. But do you want to comment on what he was saying about Ron Paul?
Well, I think people are disappointed, and they don't understand the things that you do. And you know, the man is 73 years old. He's 2 months older than I am. And he's not as lucky as I am. I don't have anything wrong with me. He does. And he did the best he could. And he woke up a lot of people. He showed that there was a lot of people who were unhappy in America. He brought the message to young people, which is most important. And I think he did a great job, and he just couldn't take it all away with his wife sick and his campaign manager gone and the sniping, even from the upper echelon, of the supposed right wing of the Republican Party, and I'm not talking about the fascists in Washington. And it wasn't easy for him. And I think you got to cut him a little slack. Just be happy he was there for us.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, and put his life in danger. I mean, and folks, you can't take victory from yourself. And this was a big victory. And instead of us coming together and breaking campaign records and all that, you know, COINTELPRO goes out and plants seeds at Weird Al, and then he go, well, it's all accounted for. We know where it all went. It was all spent. And, you know, well, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? We just, you know, keep it downrange, folks. Ron Paul isn't the problem. Okay, he's not the problem. You know, I mean, it's that simple. I asked him to run, so that meant, and I begged him to run privately, and he said I was one of the people that finally turned him to do it, telling him it would be big, and it was big. And, you know, he opened doors for folks that are coming in the future. Bob Chapman, behind the scenes at Infowars.com, because we're out of time. I want to come back to the final segment here and maybe cram in a few final calls, but with you. But in the 3 minutes we're about to have behind the scenes, folks got to go to the Infowars.com stream to hear this right now. We know that 740-something financial institutions, the inner criminal syndicate, the brokerage firms, the banks, the hedge funds, they don't have, shorts are banned against them, which can be very damaging to their companies when they're in trouble. But then they got all this money from a previous bailout to go attack the real economy, and they're looting that as well. So really, this is a takeover. Not just a bailout. So I want to get your take on that right now, and we'll be back for everybody else in the final segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back at Infowars.com.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Almost out of time. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Go there, get a free copy. By signing up, they'll send you one. Comes out twice a week, the hard copy, a couple times a month. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Give you a number. Now, there's also a number, Bob. Do you have that on your people to call and get a free copy?
Yeah, I do. Where is it?
Well, while you're digging it out, Ted Anderson gave a gold offer today, basically gold at below spot, because he was able to buy it before it went up again. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer for people to call our sponsor, Midas Resources, and get high-quality gold at very good prices and silver. I mean, Ted's even having trouble getting it. There is a shortage while they try to suppress the price. How long can they suppress it? I mean, it's already gone up $100, but...
It's hard to say. I don't think it's going to be too much longer. And that phone number you're looking for to call in for a free introductory copy of the International Forecaster is 877-479-8178, and that's toll-free, 877-479-8178. Or you can go to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com on the Internet.
Bob, in closing, when do you think gold's going to – I mean, it's gone up over $100 in the last week and a half, and they're doing everything they can to suppress it, but it's like holding a beach ball underwater. When will it go up, past 1,000, and then how high do you think it will go in the next year?
Well, we certainly have a shot at over 1,000. And next year, we got to be looking somewhere between 2,200 and 3,000. And, once they stop suppressing, because they don't have any more gold, like you say, it's going to be the beach ball theory under the water. And there's no telling what will happen. And you must be in gold and silver-related assets. If you have any money at all, of course, you should have paid all your bills off and your credit cards and are prepared with food and weapons and filters and things like that. There's a lot of things for you to do. There's a lot of responsibility for you and for your family. And you got to do it now.
But there may come a time when the dollars are worthless in the bank sooner rather than later, and people will wish they transferred some of them into gold and silver before it was devalued. Bob, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Amazing interview there. I'm sorry to the other callers. I'll get to you tomorrow. But if you call in tomorrow and you say that you didn't get on today, front of the line tomorrow. Other big guests tomorrow, important information. I wanted to bring Ted up in the last minute and a half. Ted, I was just thinking, that's why I drug you in here. I was thinking, man, it's crazy. I mean, I totally believe in gold and silver. It's great prices. It's an introductory thing to get folks into the market. People don't need to wait until this thing even goes up more. In fact, I'm going to call you today and get some of that silver to try to position myself even better. Tell folks about the offer. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, sure. Of course, we got the British sovereigns. They're at 241. We got the francs. They're at 196. And we have the silver. And they're at $1.60 a dime. I got to tell you, it's pandemonium right now, Alex. There's just so many things that are going on. I can't express it enough. People need, not if you should get in, and not when there might be a crash. We're having the crash. It's all coming
folks,
right now.
We told you what's happening. We told you what's going on. The paper is going down the tubes. The globalists are engineering this. It goes up, it goes down. But they're telling you depression. They're looting everything. Give Ted Anderson's brokers a call, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Folks will be there till midnight on that smoking deal on gold and silver. I hope you'll protect yourselves, get some firearms, food as well. But mainly, wake your neighbors, your friends, your family up. Know who to blame. Discredit the criminal government. Again, that number, 1-800-686-2237. That's basically it for this transmission. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Alex.
Now, I had Ron Paul on in the second hour. I had Webster Tarpley on right at, near the front of the show. Amazing analysis. And I had Bob Chapman on. Please tune in now for the retransmission at InfoWars.com only. Thanks to all the affiliate sponsors. Everybody, God bless you all. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.